Hello.
Hi, I was looking for Eileen.
You've got her.
Awesome. Eileen, how are you? My name is Gary, and a friend of mine recommended that I hire you to sell my house. That's why I'm calling.
Oh, well, hi, Gary. I'm happy to hear.
Hey, well, I'm sure. He told me that you are a sales superwoman. That was his exact words.
Well, I've been in the business for a while, so I try to help out my clients best that I can. Do you want to tell me a little bit about your property?
Yeah, I'd love to. It should be an easy thing to sell. It's fabulous. It's a 4-bedroom house, about 3,000 square feet.
Okay.
So pretty big. Got a giant hot tub, torture cellar, and a view of the lake. So it's even got a water view.
I'm sorry, can you go back? You said
Hot tub and a view of the lake. A
I
beautiful
thought I
view.
heard you said something about a cellar.
Oh, yeah, that too. It's got a fully furnished torture cellar.
Did you say a torture cellar?
Yeah, I did. I used to call it a wine cellar as a joke, right? Because people are always whining, oh, let me free, whatever. Nobody got it. So I just have to start referring to it as what it actually is. It's a torture cellar. I called it a whimper chamber too, but it doesn't have the same ring to it.
Was that something that came with the home or did
Oh,
you?
no. And see, that was part of my problem when I was shopping for a house. Not a lot of torture chambers on the market. So I had to build it myself.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around this and how to best sell your property. Can you clarify a little bit more about this?
About the lake view?
No, that I understand, and that's definitely very desirable, but the cellar, the torture cellar.
Yeah, sure. You know what? I'll start with a little bit of background on me since we just met.
Okay.
Okay, and it might make more sense. I'm what you might call a torturist.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, people pay me to torture them. And business has been great lately. That's how I bought the house.
Okay, great.
So I've got to think that it's a big selling point. I mean, especially any torturists are out there looking for a place. It's already built in.
I don't think that would be a strong selling point for a home.
How about this? Maybe you want to come see it in person to get the full effect.
You
So
know what?
I know that it's not a thing that a lot of people have in their house, which I think is a shame. And I'll even give you a free session if you stop by. I don't mind.
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, are you good? Have you been good? Have you been good or have you been bad? That's a torturous joke.
So funny. I just don't want to be tortured.
Well, you know what's funny is nobody really wants to be tortured. But once you get all chained up and you're put in a small iron cage or something, it might change your mind. A lot of people find it really freeing.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, it's part of the whole thing to come in and say, no, 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 please don't do this. And then, you know, at the end, they say it's a beautiful memory that they'll have forever. I've gotten a lot of positive reviews on Yelp, too. So, yeah, nobody really wants it, but they get it. And they get it good.
I don't even know what to say, Gary. I don't feel that I would be the best real estate agent for your needs in selling this particular property.
Well,
And so,
okay.
Gary, I wish you the best of luck.
All right.
Thank you for contacting me.
Can I just let you know
And
that this is a prank phone call before you hang up? Can I do that first? It'd be a shame for you to go on about your day thinking you had a conversation with a torturist when I'm not a torturist at all.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you mean. This is a prank call?
Yeah, this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your husband Tony set you up.
What? Wait, Tony? Wait, my husband Tony called you to tell you to call me?
Yes. He
What?
says that you get some weird people
What?
calling you up all the time asking for real estate advice and wanting me to mess with you.
Oh my God! I was like a torture chamber, but there's a lake view. Let's go with that. Oh my
So
God.
you're still thinking how you could spin a lake view with a torture chamber. You'd probably do good
Wait.
work.